The OTB Brief with Seadrill, the new name for Tegral, your partner in roofing for generations to come.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday, the 20th of November. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief with Seadrill, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, the FAI are to investigate a motivational video played by the Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny to a squad before the friendly match against England last week. The video was believed to have included a reference to the 1916 Easter Rising and footage of the win over England in 1988 and the Lansdowne Road riot of 1995. Some disquiet from a non-player a member of staff over the content is reported to have been raised with FAI administrators. The Extra.ie FAI Cup quarterfinals resume this evening. First up is the meeting of Finn Harps and league champions Shamrock Rovers in Ballyboa Buffet from 5:30. Then at 7:45, Bohemians and Dundalk go head-to-head at Derrymount Park. James Ryan will lead an Ireland captain's run for the first time today. The side will reacquaint themselves with Twickenham ahead of tomorrow's Autumn Nations Cup match with England. The England head coach, Eddie Jones, has turned up the heat in his typical fashion, referring to the Ireland squad as the United Nations. Former Ireland skipper Keith Wood says Ryan must look for support from those around him.
It is daunting. It's also incredibly exciting. And one of the big benefits that that James has in this instance is the amount of players that have captaincy experience beside him and around him. And like one of the elements of captaincy, and it was one of the big issues I got wrong actually when I started, was that I tried to do everything, and we had a fairly callow team, I think, at that stage. And I tried to make all the decisions, and in the forwards, you just can't. And you have to share the load. And when you have guys who've captained huge teams before, you can just lean on them to make some of the decisions and to help you with the decisions. There's nothing weak about looking for support from people with experience. It's a sign of great leadership in all spheres, not just in rugby. You're going to depend on the people that are around you. So, look, I think we've talked about him for 2 or 3 years, saying he was a captain in the making, that he has a sort of calm assurance about him. It takes a bit of time to get used to international rugby. It also gets a bit of time to mature yourself. So I think he's been playing well. I also think he's had an injury. And it's amazing how injuries give you time to reflect and time to understand what it is you want to get out of the game. Because if you don't have an injury, everything is just rugby, rugby, rugby. But I think he had a bit of time for reflection. And I think he wants to be, look, he's going to be there on the team far into the future. That's what we've always known. So, and you do want the captain to be a guarantee starter.
A reminder that the OTB Brief is brought to you by Seadrill, the new name for Tegral, your partner in roofing for generations to come. Cork defender Sean Parter will miss Sunday's Munster Senior Football Final against Tipperary with a shoulder problem. Shane Lowry goes into the second round of the RSM Classic on the USPGA Tour just 3 shots off the pace. The reigning Open champion is 3 under par. Gray McDowell is 2 under. The joint leaders on 6 under in Georgia are Matt Wallace and Camille Vijegas. There's an 8-race card at Goran Park today, the first off at 11:45. An 8-race programme at Dundalk gets underway at 11:55. Now coming up on OTBAM with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheen from 11:30, we're chatting to Louise Galvin and Alan Quinlan. Then tonight it's Friday Night Racing, and Brian O'Driscoll is in conversation with Nicky Byrne. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief with Seadrill, the new name for Tegral, your partner in roofing for generations to come.